It's for Valentine's Day. Candice's will be celebrating Friday through Valentine's Day with specials like pan roasted grouper with seafood risotto or filet with langusta supremo topped with a 5-ounce lobster tail. On Valentine's Day, all ladies will receive a flower and we'll have live entertainment all weekend long. Be sure to stop by Candice's located at Holloway in Manchester. See our website at Candice's.net. Candice's, because you love great food.
Check out the Buffalo Wild Wings party menu today. It's got everything you need. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com or call today to order. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, Terry Hall here. It's the new year. It's time to think about buying or selling a home. I want you to join me for This Week in Real Estate every Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We're going to talk about buying, selling, investing, answer your questions, have a lot of giveaways, and a whole lot of fun. That's This Week in Real Estate right here on the Big 550 KTRS Sunday afternoons at 1. I look forward to you joining me, and I look forward to interacting with you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. I'm not afraid. This rover.
Thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And joined, of course, by Dan Strauss and Ian Geis. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Great.
Colin Jeffrey will be here in the 4 o'clock hour. I know, it's his last time on this radio station. Well, not really true.
Yes, don't get ahead of yourself.
No,
there.
I'm living proof that the fact that you leave this place doesn't mean you're never coming back.
Well, there's a lot of people that are living proof.
And he's going to have TV on his resume.
Well, that's right. Absolutely.
So,
Rick Sanborn.
go right back to the top of the list. It's like if there are reservations and Colin calls up, oh, you're in TV? All right, we'll put you at the top of the list, Mr. Jeffrey. That's how it works. Particularly,
all we have is radio people anyway. So yeah, move them to the bottom.
No, radio people on the list are like this. I'm sorry, I don't see your name on the list.
Yes, yeah. I'm sorry. We don't put people on a list.
Have you ever run into that? Gone somewhere? You know, you had someplace you had to make a reservation, and shown up, and they go, well, I don't.
Oh, they have no record of it. Like one time. Yeah, that's very frustrating.
I have never had it at a restaurant, only because we don't really go to restaurants where you need reservation. We have one restaurant that we go to near our house that we love. It's our favorite place, and I'm not going to tell you because I don't want everybody else going there. And I know the owner, and so we call and we make reservations. But I don't recall that ever happening to us somewhere else. Although I do remember years ago, my wife and I went with a friend and his wife, and this is back in the days when I was still enjoying alcohol, and we go in, and there's a crowd of people, and it's obvious that it's going to be a wait. You don't even have to ask. You know that they're going to tell you it's an hour, and if you're lucky, it's going to be 45 minutes. But okay, fine, we're going to go to the bar anyway. So we tell the women, go to the bar, we'll wait in line here, we'll get up there. And when we get there, before I can even say anything, my friend says, Flintstones, party of four. And the woman doesn't even flinch. She goes, Flintstones, party of four. Okay, it'll be about an hour. And so, like 45 minutes later, they actually get on the Flintstones, party of four, and people left.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I turned around and said to the women, I said, Wilma, Betty, come on. It's like, our
table. I'm going to try that next time.
That's a good one.
I know. I like that. Jetsons.
Yeah. Any of those.
Yeah.
Brady, party of nine.
Yeah. We brought Alice and Sam. Yeah.
The one I was going to tell you was we were talking about having the reservation and not having that written down. Is I had that happen with a car rental once when I went to Florida. My wife wasn't with me. I was going down there to visit one of the now dead relatives who was near death at the time. And I flew down to South Florida, and I get out at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. And it's nice when you're on Southwest. I don't know if you've ever been to Fort Lauderdale, but if you're on Southwest and you're renting a car, it's maybe a 20-yard walk from the moment you get off the plane to where you're at the car rental agencies. And this was a small car rental agency. It wasn't Hertz. It wasn't Avis. It wasn't Enterprise. It wasn't National. It wasn't Budget. It wasn't Dollar. It wasn't Alamo. It wasn't any of those that you would recognize. It might as well have been Jim's personal car. So I go over there and I show up, and it was on a holiday weekend, President's Day weekend.
And President's Day?
Yeah.
And well, that's busy.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yes.
Wow.
Because it's the middle of the winter and lots of people are going to Florida. And Fort Lauderdale is where most people go if they're starting on a cruise to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. So that's the place that people fly to. So it was pretty crowded there, and I had to wait a few people, and I get up there, and I see there's a guy with a clipboard before you get to the desk. That's never good. You got to go through one level of clearance before you get to the morass of paperwork you're going to have to fill out with the person behind there. And he says, can I have your name? And so I give him my name, and he has the clipboard out, and he's looking over the top of his glasses.
Now,
I wear glasses. And I have trifocals because my eyes are that screwed up. I got to have reading, middle distance, and long distance. This guy had bifocals and was still looking over the top of his glasses to check the clipboard, which is an odd thing because he's pulling the glasses down, which is where you would put them if you were going to read something, and he's holding the clipboard up. I've never seen somebody for the reading vision, for the vision.
Need nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
To have no glasses.
Maybe he doesn't understand the concept of bifocals.
Well, here's what they didn't understand the concept of. I had called and made a reservation. Yes. What's that Seinfeld bit? About the woman says to him, sir, we understand the concept of the reservation. I don't think you do.
Yeah.
You know how to take a reservation. You just don't know how to keep a reservation. Well, I was living that.
And he said, Steve Martin in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I think he had a reservation. There was just no car in his spot.
Yes.
That's correct. That's correct. Oh, man, that was a funny movie. So I tell the guy my name, and he goes down, and he's got a pen in one hand and the clipboard in the other, and he's going down with the pen. And as he keeps going down with the pen, I go, this is not good. I had a reservation for 3 o'clock. It's 3:20 now. He's going down, and I should be in the top 5 or 6, right?
Well, you were there 20 minutes late, so...
That's what he told me.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh.
He gave your car away because it was 20 minutes late?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sir. No, I'm sorry. You're crossed off here. What? I'm sorry, what?
Crossed off.
How did I get crossed off? Somebody call and cancel the reservation for me? No, sir. You reserved the car for 3 o'clock, and it's now after 3 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is a very busy weekend for us. I said, you gave my car away because I was, I don't know, maybe it was 30 minutes, but still. It's not my fault.
It doesn't matter. What if a plane is late? What if the plane's running later?
And it was the winter. It's February.
Yeah.
Really, you're not giving an allowance for people coming from a different time zone?
Oh my.
I know where you live here in Fort Lauderdale. There's no such thing as a weather delay.
Oh.
I mean, you got to have a hurricane to be delayed, or just get in traffic, frankly, to get on I-95 down there. But he said, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have a car for you. and I said, get the manager. I'm not even talking to this guy anymore. And these are the words you do not want to hear. These four words in that circumstance when you're already up against the brick wall. I am the manager.
Yes.
Oh, great.
I said, let me get this straight. I made a reservation. You're acknowledging that I had a reservation for a car, and now you are not going to honor the reservation because my flight came in a little bit late. That's right, sir. It's a very, very busy weekend for us and all of the car agencies here. I doubt you'll be able to get a car anywhere, which is the wrong thing to say to me. Because now I've tried to be Mr. Reasonable, but now, obviously, I'm up against the double brick wall here. I'm going to make a scene. If my wife were there, my arm would have been so bruised from the hitting. The stop! No! I'm dropping the F-bomb on this guy.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't make any sense, because he's essentially saying somebody walked up in that half-hour window without a reservation, and he gave them your car.
Correct! That's exactly the point I made to him. I said, what about all the other people who had reservations today? Oh, they all showed up on time. I said, well, that's got to be a lie. That's not possible, that everybody else was on time except me. What do you think? I purposely delayed myself? Well, I'm going to test this guy and see. My flight came in on time. I had plenty of time to get here, but I thought I would go over to Landry's Seafood in the terminal here and have lunch before I pick up my car, because they'll certainly hold it for me. I said, I could understand if it were 9:20 at night and I had a reservation for 3 in the afternoon. I could see your point. But it's been 20, maybe 30 minutes tops. And I could not get through to this guy. And so I leave, and I go to all those other rental agencies that I mentioned. Avis, Hertz, Enterprise, Dollar, Budget, Alamo, National. Nope, no cars. We have no cars. Every car booked up. Every car. Finally, there's one woman standing at a counter, and there's no one nearby her. And I look up, and it says, Royal Rent-A-Car. And I think, well, if there's nobody there, they can't have any. I'm going to run into the same problem, but I have no choice. I need to have a car while I'm down here. I'm not going to hitchhike around Florida, and this is in the pre-Uber days. So I go up to her, and I say, I know this is a long shot, but is there any chance you have cars available? She said, yes, sir, plenty of them.
Wow.
And I said, well, I would like a car, and I'm going to need it for 3 days. How much is that going to cost me? And she said, 3 days? About
$800.
$800? I almost tasted my Southwest peanuts coming back up.
No wonder they have plenty of cars.
I said, $800. She said, yeah, I know.
It's a very busy weekend.
Yeah. She said, I know. Let me guess. You've been to everybody else, and they don't have cars. I said, that's correct.
That's why they're $800.
That's exactly what she said.
Oh, my
goodness. And so she's got me by the shorties.
Right.
What am I? It's not her fault. She's not the manager, I can tell. She's obviously not happy to have to tell me this news. So now I have to make a decision. Do I want to put $800 on my credit card for a car for 3 days? Or what? What's my option?
Oh.
I have no choice. I can't take a cab everywhere. The place I'm staying is like an hour away from there.
Yeah, if you would have taken a cab, that would have been $800 all over the place.
So I coughed up the money.
Whoa.
And then when I finally got to the family members I was going to see, I was actually staying at their house, and I did think to myself, well, I'll call them, but they have one car. They're already two people. Now I'm going to have to spend all my time with them, which I did not want to do. I wanted to have the freedom to go wherever I wanted, maybe play some poker, maybe go to the beach, whatever it was, while I was there. I'll visit family, but I'm also going to vacation on this weekend.
Oh, I would have called them.
But then you're stuck with them, and believe me, Dan, you don't know them.
Okay.
I do.
$800 was probably worth it then.
I don't know in retrospect if it was.
Close enough.
But at the time, that's exactly what I said to myself. I'm not happy about this, but I really don't have any choice.
That should be against the law to do things like
that. That's price gouging.
Yeah.
It is. Hotels do the same thing.
You've seen it before with either power outages or things like that with the
cases
of water where they're selling, where people need water, where water isn't working or they don't have fresh water.
Yeah. Well, do you remember the stories from that, I think it was a motel in Louisiana during Katrina? normally $39 a night, just a roadside motel, a cheap place, you know, like Coral Court used to be.
Yeah.
People were just going there for an hour in the afternoon to get laid. That it was that kind of place. And it was normally $39, and they raised it to $299 a night.
That's crazy. Yeah, that should be against the law.
Well, I only know that story because they went after him. The Department of Justice or the whatever, Louisiana or whoever it was, they went after him and got that guy for price gouging. But why is it not the same thing with me that time?
Now, oh, it was. It's the same thing. And then in Houston, the Super Bowl, they said the average price of a hotel room was like $500 or $600. It was ridiculous.
Look at parking at Busch Stadium during a Cardinals game in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You want to be a block from the stadium? That'll be $50.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I understand capitalism. Believe me, I get capitalism, and I fully understand the concept of supply and demand. When you have the supply, you can demand whatever the hell you want.
Yes.
$800.
Yes. I want to know what's the calculation behind the wall, behind the counter, that somebody else made, where they said, okay, well, we've really got them now. How much are we going to make these cars worth? Do you think people would go for $500? I think they'd go for more.
Yeah,
what, $1,000?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they'd go for $1,000. $800? Well, let's try it. Let's see. And sure enough, at least one schmuck, me, paid it because I had no other choice.
And they had plenty of cars.
And they had plenty of cars.
At $800.
Yeah. Which means that other people must have gone up there and made the decision not to.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, they only probably need to do two or three to make the to make their weekend.
No kidding.
They don't need to rent them all out.
They get to the third or fourth schmuck, yeah. Counter close.
Is it normally $25 a day?
No.
Raise it to $266 a day?
It's never that cheap in Florida in February.
Now, the other question
especially
is,
on a holiday weekend.
Did you buy the insurance?
Hell no. Hell no. I waive everything.
I do too.
And I'm not prepaying for the gas or any of that. I do remember this. They had a sign behind the counter because when it comes to if you rent a car, you have to if you don't make a deal with them, you have to remember to gas it up before you bring it back. There's always a gas station that's relatively close to the airport, and they know they've got you. They know you're the idiot who has to do this.
50 cents more.
So yeah, it may be 2.25 everywhere else. Now it's 2.75. You're exactly right on the 50 cents.
And then the where it said Royal, the little banner kind of slipped off and said screw job.
But I remember they had a sign, and I've seen this at other places now. If you're going to drive fewer than 75 miles and don't want to have to gas up the car before you bring it back, you can pay this flat rate. And I did the calculation, and unless the car only got 6 miles to the gallon, that was a ripoff, too.
Yeah.
But I know that there are people who go, well, we're not going to be going that far, and I don't want to have to remember and all that sort of stuff to gas it up. I have never forgotten.
No.
Gas it up before, because you pull up there, and what, $9.99 a gallon?
Yeah.
Again, they got you.
I think I would have done a lot of burnouts that weekend in that car. A lot of a lot of reckless driving. Not reckless driving, but well, I would have driven that car a little harder than normal.
Well, there is that thing inside your head that says, yeah, give me the insurance.
Yeah.
How much is the insurance? $12 a day? 3 days? $36? Yeah, okay. I think I might be able to limit the damage to 30.
It's like on Jackass where they take the rental car to the demolition derby.
Oh, yeah. And they brought it back. Remember, they brought it back. It was in a little queue.
Oh, I had the insurance.
And the guy, and then he goes, I hit a dog.
Not that we're laughing at hitting a dog. Yeah, don't email us about that.
No, but the
in
car.
In context, it was very, very
the
funny.
Car was smashed in a cube. They ended up taking it to a junkyard. Junkyard, right?
Yeah, flatbed, right. Dropped it off and just dropped it in the parking lot.
That was one of the funniest.
I'm going to need all the insurance you've got, and so are you. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more here in a moment. The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, good afternoon, Dan. We have an accident now reported in the Lima area, Hoffmeister at Military. We've got slow traffic on westbound 40 already from Kings Highway out through McCausland. Southbound 270 between Page down through the Clayton Road overpass. Eastbound 40, stress heavy Bush Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound 270, you're finding a little bit slow east of McDonald through Highway 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by CarMax. With no haggle prices and a five-day money-back guarantee, CarMax is the stress-free way to buy your next car. CarMax, drive what's possible. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang weekdays from 3 to 6. McGraw-Milhaven here. Don't forget to tune in to my average morning show in the morning right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My water heater broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my water heater?
Sorry.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield. Plus, components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-5984. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-5984. That's 1-800-700-5984. 1-800-700-5984.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that Belly Flattening Breakthrough New Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that New Biotics is so effective it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. New Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Newbiotics. 1-800-900-3119. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-900-3119. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-900-3119.
Your doctor told you to use a CPAP machine for your sleep apnea. But did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? Just one drop of water left inside your tubing or mask can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria. Suddenly, your sleep solution turns into a nightmare. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes, and it's hands-free. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-700-4961.
SoClean is amazing. I had a cold I couldn't kick despite regularly washing the mask and antibacterial dish soap. 2 days after using SoClean, the cold was gone and hasn't returned.
SoClean destroys CPAP germs without any water, chemicals, or disassembly. Try it risk-free and see for yourself. Keep your doctor's orders, but ditch the germs. To get your risk-free 30-day trial while supplies last, call 1-800-700-4961. Hurry, that's 1-800-700-4961.
Join in the fun this Friday and Saturday at the largest indoor yard sale at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville.
You'll find some great deals with over 500 tables under one roof.
If you want to beat the crowd and get a sneak peek,
there's an early bird fee of $5 on Friday from 4 to 7 p.m.
On Saturday, it's free.
It's the largest indoor yard sale this Friday evening and Saturday till 2 p.m.
at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds.
Call 618-223-0052.
Or go to bcfairgrounds.net.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Join the Barbecue Revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
All right, I have a bunch of stuff on my desktop that I want to get to here in this next half hour or so before Colin comes in and joins us for the Showbiz Show, in which we're both going to review the Keanu Reeves movie, John Wick, Chapter 2. So we'll do that next hour. And then the Harris Challenge and Knuckleheads in the News, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour. I have not been on the air since Super Bowl Sunday, and I don't want to talk about the game at all, but I just want to tell two quick stories about it. Everybody who knows anything about the Super Bowl knows it was a blowout in the first half. The Falcons were way, way, way out in front. The Boston Globe would be the biggest newspaper in New England. There are people who subscribe to the Boston Globe who do not live in Boston. I guess they have a national edition. Many other papers do the same thing. The New York Times, the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, In the bigger cities, they have edition because you have people who want to read the paper who are from that town, but they've moved elsewhere. Well, if you got the early edition of the Boston Globe on Monday morning, it had a big photo of one of the Falcons receivers running for a touchdown, and the headline above it was, "A Bitter End."
Oh,
because they have to put that edition to bed earlier than whatever would be the final edition in Boston. Because in Boston, you know, you could probably go to bed at 12 or 1 a.m. and still get it onto the truck so that it's delivered to people's houses by whatever time a paper gets there, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. But in order to get it to other cities.
Oh, man.
Yeah. How embarrassing is that? You're the biggest paper in the town that's home to the team that won the Super Bowl. A bitter end.
See, all the Atlanta fans would pick it up and go, see, I knew I was just dreaming.
That's right. And the other one was, did you hear about this junior at Mizzou who kind of wormed his way into a date with Eugenie Bouchard? I don't know if you know who she is. She is probably one of the top 40, 50 tennis players in the world. Very attractive young woman. She got a little bit upset in the first half because she's a Patriots fan. And so she took to social media to say, I knew Atlanta was going to win this thing. I just knew it. And then she said, I would do anything if the Patriots could come back and win this.
Whoa.
And this guy named John Gorky was a 20-year-old Mizzou junior, went on there and said, well, how about going on a date with me? And, of course, the Patriots did come back and win it. And she is going to be a good sport about it. And she says, I will do it. I will stay true to my word.
Good for her and good for him.
Absolutely. Really good for him if you get a look at Eugenie Bouchard.
No kidding. And maybe she'll like him. Maybe she'll go, hey.
Maybe. It's going to be a while before they can get together, though. By the way, she made it to the third round of the Australian Open before she lost to Coco Vanderwee. And now she has to go on the road to Qatar, Dubai, and Budapest, and won't be back in the United States until late next month. Now, Gorky says, I can wait. We can go on a date wherever you want, whenever you're available. Yes. I'm going to be available. I'm sure there's some nice little place in Columbia we can get you.
So, and he will not let her forget, I'm sure.
No. So good for him and good for her.
Yeah.
Good this week. Did you see the story about the guy who ran the revenge porn website finally getting sentenced to jail?
No.
Do you know what a revenge porn website is?
No.
This guy named Kevin Bollert ran a website called YouGotPosted.com, which had images of women, mostly nude or topless pictures of them, taken by their lovers, male lovers. And then after they broke up, these guys posted the pictures by the thousands to this website.
Yeah.
And then Bollert started a website called ChangeMyReputation.com and charged the women $250 to $350 a piece to remove the naked pictures.
Oh, man.
He made more money from that than he did from running the website because he didn't charge anything to post the pictures on there. But some of these women had their lives turned upside down. When investigators looked into this, they found thousands of distressed emails from women who said things like they were scared for their lives. Another one said she was getting nonstop harassing messages. Another woman who was fired from her job. Fired for your job because the person you're sleeping with takes pictures of you and posts them online without your knowledge. How is that legal? Because it's a right to work state. When they finally got to the courtroom and the guy was found guilty of the charges, the judge allowed women to come in and read what are called victim impact statements. One woman said, "This broke me on a level that's not describable. All I have left is shame and anger." And here's what an idiot Bollert is, and a scumbag Bollert is. He says, "You don't understand. This website was ruining my life. I feel bad about the whole thing. I just don't want to do it anymore. I mean, I know a lot of people are getting screwed over on the site, but so am I. My life was ruined over this, too." Yeah, your life was ruined because these women's lives were ruined, and they decided to take action against you.
Yeah, how is his life ruined? Because he's going to jail?
For 18 years.
Good.
Good is exactly right. Now, another story I got to get to on my desktop here today. You know the Willenda family? You know that name?
Oh, the Flying Willendas.
They had another accident this week.
Oh, I heard about that.
They were doing the 8-person high wire pyramid in Sarasota, Florida, at a rehearsal when 5 of the 8 people fell, including Nick Willenda's sister and aunt, who were 2 of the 5. When they do the 8-person thing, 4 people hold the bottom, then there are 3 on the next level, and then there's 1 who stands on top of the shoulders of those people, which I'm sure is very impressive. But the Willendas have for many years said, remember, we do this without Annette.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a woman's name.
Annette.
It's not like Annette Willenda couldn't make it that day. No, there's no net below them. And they're very, very proud of that. But if I were a Willenda, knowing the family history, there's no way I'm going to be any of those 8 people. In fact, I'm not going to be anywhere near the tent. Carl Willenda, in case you don't know the history, Nick Willenda, you may have seen him on TV. I think he's the one who did the thing where he supposedly was walking over the Grand Canyon, but it was actually like a corner of the Grand Canyon. He didn't actually walk across the wide part of the Grand Canyon. But he's been on TV and he's done other stuff. His great-grandfather, Carl Willenda, died during a high-wire walk across 2 towers at a hotel in Puerto Rico. That was in 1978. In 1962, they were doing a 7-person high-wire pyramid stunt at a circus in Detroit when the front anchor made a bad move, and he fell to his death. And Carl Willenda's son-in-law also fell in that accident and died. And Carl Willenda's adopted son, Mario, was paralyzed from the fall. Now, I'm telling you right now, if this is my family, there's no such thing to me as the show must go on. At that point, that's a signal to me that we should get out of this business.
Or put a net underneath.
We're now the walking Willendas.
Yeah.
By the way, they were never flying. When I heard the Flying Willendas, I thought they were a trapeze act. No, they're the high wire people. The next year after that, 1963, Carl Willenda's sister-in-law, Rietta, fell 45 feet to her death while performing in Omaha. In 1972, in West Virginia, Willenda's 29-year-old son-in-law, Richard Guzman, died after walking on the high wire when he touched a live electrical wire with a balancing pole, fell backward onto two other electrical wires, and plummeted 50 feet.
Huh.
Again, at a certain point, you go, hey, you know what? We're not good at this.
Well, those were wires.
So this week they're doing it, and five people, and Nick Willenda says, well, God was with us.
Mm.
What?
Yeah, because no one died.
That's what he said. Yeah. Everyone, this was a miracle. God was with us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same God that was there when the other people died?
Oof.
And you know that when you go see the Willendas, there's part of you that's thinking, well, if it's going to happen, I hope I'm there that time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the people who go to NASCAR only hoping to see the horrific triple flip upside down car crash.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason you go to those things.
Because I think some people that will go to that and see the Willendas, that some people, because of the movies and everything else, if one of them falls, you don't, it's not kind of reality, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden something will hit and it's like, oh, wait a minute. He just fell to his death, and I just witnessed that.
Yeah. Now, I would be really impressed if somebody slipped, fell all the way down, and then got up and went into that classic circus thing. Hoopa!
Yeah.
Ta-da! Hoopa! Yeah. That's it! Ta-da!
That's
now
that old...
Now you got something.
That's that old joke. Frank hasn't told that joke in a long time. I'll have to remind him of that.
It's not the Aristocrats, is it?
No.
I don't know if he's ever told that one.
You can't tell that one on the air.
No.
If you don't know that one.
You do it right.
No. Even if it's mildest form, you cannot tell the Aristocrats on the radio. But you can do it in that movie. You ever see the movie where they all the comedians tell
sure.
this joke?
Yeah.
Did you ever see it, Dan?
No.
Oh, you've got to rent this.
It was directed very good.
It was directed by Paul Provenza and Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller.
Yeah.
And it's all these, it starts with George Carlin. And George Carlin, you know, master of linguistics.
Yes.
Cunning, if you will, in a way, when it came to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he tells this joke. It's the dirtiest joke ever. But the key to the joke is each person makes it as dirty as they want, and they add all these different things to it. I'm not even going to give you the setup to the joke here, because I would have to get 5 seconds into it and stop. But each person who does it tells it in a completely different way and adds in more and more things. And so you would think, wow, they're starting with George Carlin. George Carlin's the first one. Nobody's going to outdo George Carlin.
Yeah.
But they go through it, and you get to Bob Saget. And
and he's filthy.
Filthy, too. Filthy.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, Dan, rent it.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's called The Aristocrats. not The Aristocats.
Yeah.
The Disney movie.
No.
Yeah, do not show that to your kids accidentally.
Couldn't be further
here,
on
kids.
The spectrum apart from
no, me. You could not. Daddy, what are those words that man is saying? Hit the off button! Should never invited Jenkins to show a movie to the kids. What were we thinking? Oh, man. A couple of other things on my desktop here today. A woman in India, 42-year-old woman, was asleep last Tuesday night. She got up around midnight because she felt a tingling sensation in her right nostril. The woman's name is Selvi. She's a domestic worker, and she kind of brushed it off, thinking, oh, I must be catching a cold or something. That's why I have this tingling feeling. And then she says she felt something move in there.
Ugh.
She spent the rest of the night in discomfort, waiting for the sun to rise so she could go to the hospital. She said, I was sure it was some kind of insect. Whenever it moved, I got a burning sensation in my eyes. So at dawn, her son-in-law drives her to the clinic closer to her home in this small Indian town. They can't figure out what it is. They drive her to a second hospital, doctors suspect you might have something growing in there. Like like there's something in the human head that would grow and feel like it was moving.
Ooh.
They can't figure it out. They take her to a third hospital. Doctors recommend a scan. And their conclusion is a foreign body that seems to be mobile, but they can't figure out what it is or what they should do about it. So then they go to the fourth doctor at a different hospital, Stanley Medical College Hospital, where doctors shoved an endoscope up her nose, and they could see with the camera at the end of the endoscope what it was. Or they could see at least what it looked like. A blob with a pair of antennae.
Oh.
Ugh.
It was a full-grown cockroach.
Oh.
That was alive and did not want to seem to come out.
Wow.
The insect was sitting at the base of her skull in the front between the eyes and very close to her brain.
Whoa.
So the doctors at that hospital had to use a suction device to remove the cockroach, and that took 45 minutes. And they also had to cut and use a forceps to extract the bug, which was still alive when they put it under a container on the in the OR. Its wings spread and its legs running like it was still trying to get away. That's what was up inside her head.
Wow.
The doctor told her, you know, it's a good thing you came to see us, because if you left that inside there, the cockroach would have died before long, and then you would have developed an infection, and that would have spread to your brain, and you would not have been long for this world.
Mm. Man.
So the person who wrote this article that I'm reading this from went and checked in the archives to see if this ever happened before. In the last 25 years, there have been over three dozen cases of exactly this same thing happening with a cockroach, not just getting in your ear and you go, you get it out, or up in your nose, or and you ever been riding a bicycle in the summer and you get a bug, you get that out. Over three dozen of these in the last 25 years, including one just like it, that involved a one-inch cockroach that crawled into a graduate student's ear at George Washington University. This woman woke up screaming with a piercing pain in her left ear, went by ambulance to the emergency room, and doctors had to flush out the live cockroach. And after she calmed down, you can imagine how freaked out you would be.
Oh, I would be.
Because you could probably hear it in there as well as feel it in there. As she was leaving the hospital, the doctor said to her, half jokingly, you might want to wear a hat to bed from now on.
Mm.
How is that going to help?
Wait a minute.
How is that going to help it? Okay, it's going to help it from going in your ear, but this woman, it crawled up into her nose.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
Put some screens over your nose, over your nostrils.
Yeah, get that. Maybe that's why Michael Jackson always wore the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To keep that out of there. And then finally, I have this one other story I have to mention from Atlanta. They've had a little problem with prison outbreaks in Atlanta at a medium security penitentiary there. Well, technically, I'm wrong when I say they have a problem with outbreaks.
Breakouts?
Because it's not a breakout either. It's inmates who are going through a hole in a fence, getting stuff from the outside world, and then bringing it back into prison.
Oh.
This is how Morgan Freeman's character must have gotten stuff in the Shawshank Redemption delivered to him. This has been going on for 3 years. The first time the officers noticed it was in 2013, when they noticed a car parked near the prison fence line. They went over to investigate, and the people inside were wearing ski masks and jumpsuits, and when the cops approached, the suspects jumped out of the car and ran back into the prison. Inside the car, cops found alcohol and bottles, 24 cell phones, and two loaded handguns. Now, that was in 2013, so a little over 3 years ago. Since then, they have discovered two man-sized holes in the fence. Man-sized holes. You know what I think of? Those cartoons where somebody runs and they leave an outline in a wall or in a fence. That's what I think of when I hear a man-sized fence.
Hole?
Fence hole, yes. The first time they did it in 2014, there was a prison-issued laundry bag, prison-issued gloves, an MP3 player, and several trash bags. A month after that, surveillance cameras were put up. And 3 weeks after that, even though the inmates knew the surveillance cameras were up, cops watched them go outside, get a delivery of cocaine, and bring it back in.
Whoa.
It wasn't until a week ago today, February 3rd, more than 3 years later, that an inmate named Justin Stinson, not Jenkins, but Stinson, allegedly escaped through the fence and grabbed a large black duffel bag filled with contraband, and as he was trying to sneak back into the penitentiary, the FBI agents arrested him. Here's my question. I know it takes a long time to build a wall on the border with Mexico. Why does it take so long to patch a hole in a fence at a penitentiary?
I know.
Are you letting the inmates be in charge of that? Let the prison crew be in charge of patching the hole in the fence. We won't have any problems with that anymore.
No. Hey, stop breaking up those rocks and get over there and patch that hole in the fence.
Colin's coming up with the showbiz segment in the next hour. Knuckleheads in the News and the Harris Challenge in the hour after that. We're glad you're here with us on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, and here is Tim Weiland to give you some traffic information.
All right, we've got an accident reported on Manchester west of Mason. We had an earlier incident that was on eastbound Highway 270 past the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Looks like it may have been cleared, but you're still running slow. Approaching Riverview through just about the middle of the Chain of Rocks Bridge before things open up. Southbound 170 is stop and go from Del Mar down through Highway 40. Northbound 55, that right lane is backed up onto the ramp of Highway 44. Slow to stop and go in a couple areas on southbound 270 Page down through Ladue. And from Manchester down through Highway 44. And this traffic report brought to you by Liberty Mutual. You have enough things to worry about. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Because you need to know. Turn to KTRS for world news updates from ABC News, the winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for News Excellence, plus state and local news from the award-winning KTRS News Department. Because you need to know. The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again because Encore is constantly changing their inventory and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.